أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome back to Living the Quran through the Living Quran, where we have been investigating and analyzing chapter number 56, Surah Al-Waqi'ah, the chapter of the great event. Now, in our previous discussion, in the review of the first six verses of this chapter, we closed off our discussion by this recollection of the verses of the Quran, the three verses that we mentioned, that tell us the reality that even though today people, and maybe a vast majority of people on this earth, may be denying the end of this world and the day of resurrection. However, we saw in those three verses that people may deny it today, but when the events begin to transpire one after the other, at that point people will begin to believe, and they will remove all doubts from their minds about that hour. And obviously we know that at that point it is a bit too late to believe in something when it's happening to you. Now, today in our discussion, we want to continue and actually answer the question of what are some of those events that will transpire to bring about the end of this world as we know it. Well, we don't have to go too far to better appreciate and understand what those events are by just looking at the verses of the Quran, which we will do in our session today. We will see that God has actually painted us a picture and a step-by-step understanding of what will happen to bring about that complete destruction of this earth before the Day of Judgment will begin. Now, before we go to those events, we realize that this land that we live on today, this planet called Earth, that this is a place to rest and relax. It's a place that God has created. And as he says in chapter number 78, Surah An-Naba, verse number 6, he refers to the earth and he says, وَالْأَرْضَ mihada, that this place, this land, this earth is a place of relaxation, a place of rest. It's comfort, ease, tranquility that we have. It's also a place, as we see in the Quran, and we see this mentioned in chapter number 67, Surah Al-Mulk, verse number 15, where God tells us that this is a place where we are able to go about to gain our livelihood, to go to school, to go to work, to earn money, to have our income, to enjoy the life of this earth. And God says, فَمْشُوا فِي مَنَاكِبِهَا, they go about and walk on the earth, walk about through the lands. And this is what we do on a day-to-day basis. Now, when we look at what will happen to transform this earth, to make it a place of comfort, of rest, of relaxation, and will radically alter this physical earth to bring about the Day of Judgment, God gives us multiple examples in the Quran and multiple verses, actually, which paint the picture of the events to herald in the end of this world. We see that on that day, when the end of this world is coming about, that there will be no tranquility, there will be no rest or comfort, and actually the earth will become unsettled, and there would be unprecedented and unparalleled earthquakes that will shake the earth so much that God himself says about that day in the Quran, and we find this verse in chapter number 22, Surah Al-Hajj, verse number 1, where God says that inna zalzalata sa'ati shay'un 'azim, that indeed the earthquake of the hour is something of a tumultuous event, something grand, something powerful. Now, God goes on to mention that what will happen in a stage-by-stage analysis. He goes on to say that the mountains, with all of their weight and the deep roots which they have embedded in the earth, that even these very mountains will be uprooted and they'll be swept away, as the Quran says. And God mentions this in verse number 20 of Surah number 78, Surah An-Naba. He says, وَسُيِّرَتِ الْجِبَالِ, that the mountains will be swept away as if a current in a stream in a river. And then he says, in addition to the sweeping away of the mountains, in chapter number 69, Surah Al-Haqqa, verse 14, God says, things will violently collide with one another, including the mountains. And so not only will the mountains be swept away, but they will violently crash with one another. And God goes on to say that this will continue until the mountains themselves are turned into pebbles and dust. And this is what we see in Surah Al-Waqi'ah, this verse, this chapter that we're reviewing in verse number 6, where he says, Haba'an mumbatha, that these mountains will be turned into particles. And continuing on, that those particles, due to the intense pressure that they will be put under, will actually turn out to look like wool. Now God says this in the Quran, again in verse number 5 of Surah Al-Qari'ah, verse chapter 101, where he says, Kal-ihnil manfush. So he's giving us a visual manifestation, a representation of what this destruction of the mountains will look like. And not only will it look like wool, like this fine grain, but then he says in the Quran again, in chapter 56, verse number 6, in the same passage that we are referring to, he says that these particles and these pebbles and this dust, which were originally massive mountains, that they will be strewn in the air, just as dust floats about in the air. And so he says, فَكَانَتْ هَبَاءً مُنْبَثَّ. And then, to round up this, we see that this destruction of the earth will actually resemble the similar events which took place at the beginning of creation. Obviously, we don't know what happened in a stage-by-stage creation of the beginning of this world, but in chapter 41, Surah Fussilat, in verse number 11, Allah says, وَهِيَ دُخَانٌ, and that this world basically began and it was smoke. And so just as the world began with nothing and God brought about everything into existence, at the end of this world, a similar series of events, albeit in the opposite order, will take place to bring about everything as it was in the beginning. Now, as we conclude, let us have some takeaway messages, some things that we can reflect upon in this first 6 verses of Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Point number 1 is that there is no doubt in regards to the event of the resurrection transpiring and the fierce earthquakes which will accompany it. As the phrase which God used, إِذَا وَقَعَتِلْ, that this word إِذَا, when accompanied by the past tense verb, as has been done in this verse, it denotes something that will definitely transpire. Another point to keep in mind, point number 2, is that the denial of the resurrection only takes place in the life of this temporal world, and usually, most often, under the conditions when a person is living in ease and comfort and are in a state of heedlessness. However, as soon as the signs of the resurrection appear, at this point, no one will be able to deny that event. And last but not least, point number 3, is that the resurrection is the collapse of thoughts, and it's a manifestation of the realities, and it becomes the failure and fall of a number of people, and the victory and ascension of some others. We ask God to allow us to be able to reflect on this chapter and these verses, and to rectify our lives so as to be of those who can ascend and to be those who are elevated by God in the world to come. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.